Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Utah's hot springs have long been sought after for their positive health benefits. Indigenous people regularly set up their winter homes near warm mineral springs. But when white settlers took control of the land in the mid-1800s, many communal springs were no longer publicly accessible. Businessmen saw an opportunity to profit from the natural elements on their newly acquired properties, and an industry of wellness was born. Savvy landowners sold visitors access to nature, giving them a temporary escape from the newly developed urban environments and a miracle cure for modern ailments. Relying on the warm waters to entice visitors, Dr. Rayson Slater developed the Utah Hot Springs in 1880 at the mouth of Ogden Canyon. A small steam engine ran between the resort and downtown Ogden, making the 8-mile trip an easy visit for many city dwellers. Popularity of the resort grew, and within 8 years, the destination boasted a hotel, saloon, dance hall, and commissary. Dr. Slater published advertisements selling the mythical healing properties of mineral waters to anxious Utahns and monetized the recreational use of water. His newspaper ads promised that ailments such as rheumatism, asthma, syphilis, paralysis, nervous disease, and, as he called them, quote, all of the peculiar complaints and disabilities to which females are subject, could all be cured by a warm, sulfuric bath at his resort. Despite Dr. Slater's claims, it is likely the most beneficial result the resort encouraged was actually bathing. Visitors to the Utah Hot Springs escaped to the pools seeking cures for diseases that were often attributed to urban life. The close proximity of the resort to downtown Ogden offered those living in the city an easy day trip into nature. For a fee, urbanites could soak in the waters and forget about the uncertainty of a quickly developing urban environment. What was once a communal natural resource became a luxurious reminder of the healing properties of nature, but only if you were able to pay for it. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.